The first reading today, we hear something that is really quite astounding. We are told that in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken through Jeremiah, the Lord inspired King Cyrus of Persia to issue this proclamation throughout his kingdom. Cyrus was a pagan. Cyrus did not know God. Cyrus was not a man of faith. He was not Jewish. He probably didn't even have a clue what a Jewish person was. And yet God inspired him to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah that these things would happen. And it seemed utterly impossible. The people are in exile. They're in Babylon. The temple was destroyed. There is nothing left. Jerusalem is overrun. And yet God inspires a pagan man to do exactly what Jeremiah said was going to happen. And in fact, if we look even before the prophet Jeremiah, the prophet Isaiah even told us the name of the pagan who was going to do this. So it was all there. And I say this to say simply that for you and me, we need to trust the Lord. He will work in ways that we would never, ever guess. Most of us can probably look in our own lives to be able to see that. What brought about a conversion or a deeper conversion? How did the Lord work? What about this situation or that where, in a way that I never, ever, ever would have guessed, God suddenly intervenes and does something? God is all powerful. He is all loving. He will do exactly what he said he is going to do. Jesus made that very clear. He told us that everything has to be fulfilled. And that is an absolute statement. God does not waste his words. Jesus told us we're going to be judged on the words that come out of our mouths. If that's the case, then every single word that God spoke is going to happen exactly the way he said it, because he isn't going to waste his words. And he's not going to tell us things that are frivolous and stupid. And so everything is going to happen. In fact, so much so that the Lord said, not one jot or tittle is going to pass away from the law before it is all fulfilled. The jots and tittles are the little dots and little squiggles that are there in the Hebrew words. So if we put that into an English form, we would say not even the dot over an I, not even a period or a comma is going to pass away before all of it is completely fulfilled. God is trustworthy. We are not. Humanity has demonstrated itself quite well. We are not trustworthy. And yet we keep trusting ourselves. We keep trusting the talking heads on TV. We keep trusting the government. Really? But we don't trust God. We're going to trust people who've proven themselves not to be trustworthy. And by the way, in case we don't want to point a finger at everybody else, all we all have to do is be able to look at it and say, the person that I trust the most in this world, amazingly, is the one who has let me down more than anyone else in the world. Me. We trust ourselves, and there is no one in the world who has failed us more often, and yet we keep coming right back and trusting ourselves. And then we trust all these other clowns, and we don't trust God. We have to get this turned around and get it right. Because where we're headed, there is no trust in ourselves, and there will not be trust in all the other people. Yes, God will put people into our lives that we will need to trust. But it's Him. He will take care of it. He will bring the people It's He whom we need to trust. That is the part that every one of us must get straight. And we need to learn to put it into practice. Keep the focus on the Lord and trust Him. That is absolutely necessary. And He will work, as we see in the first reading, in ways we would never, ever expect. To think that God is going to raise up a pagan to rebuild His temple and to tell the people from Babylon and anywhere else where the Jews were exiled, by the way, all of you need to give them silver and gold and cattle and everything else. And the people did. Here, go back and rebuild your temple. And here, take our cattle. Here's some silver and gold for you. The people didn't have to work for it. God just took care of it. So we have our part to do. But the most important thing that we need to do is learn to trust the Lord. We have to pray for that. We need to try to put it into practice, and it is very, very difficult. As I keep telling you, like any virtue, it only grows when it's tested. So it's not going to be easy to make this one grow, because God will keep putting us in situations where we'll have to practice it, and it's going to be hard. But what a blessing, so that if we can learn that lesson now, as we go forward, the trust is there, at least to the degree that we've been able to develop it, and we'll be okay. But if we can learn it now, we will put it into practice where it is essential. It's already essential now for all of us, but it's going to be really, really essential as we move ahead. So pray for that. Try to practice it. And don't worry. Remember Padre Pio said that? Whatever it was, pray and don't worry. That's what we have to be about. Just trust the Lord. Pray. And don't worry.